This is Annie Ely, the general counsel here at the hospital, and I am so looking forward to this quick opportunity to talk with you all today about servant leadership. I think it's a really important concept, and just like to share some of my thoughts and then maybe some of the common characteristics to help you all in your journey as leaders of the organization. So, what is servant leadership? Management style that prioritizes the team's growth and well-being over the leader's own ambitions. So putting the needs of others before your own, to generalize it. When I was researching this a little bit, I found there was a gentleman by the name of Robert Greenleaf. And back in the early 70s, he wrote an essay, The Servant Leader, was the title of it. And since that time, there have been a lot of books and literature put out there in regards to being a servant leader. But Robert Greenleaf, a quote from him was, "The servant leader is servant first." So just to keep that very general statement in mind when you're thinking of what is servant leadership, the servant leader is servant first. So it begins with that natural feeling that your own wants to serve are to serve first, to serve those others first. So as an attorney for the past 7 or 8 years, as far as in healthcare and working for the hospital, I can identify with this in serving others first as my role as the lawyer. Also, early in my career before I came to the hospital, serving as a district attorney, a voice for those victims of crime and things like that. And so now, representing the hospital, I feel that I have an opportunity to serve others all day, every day, like many of you. My role a little bit different in that I provide legal advice and counsel to everyone that I come into contact with to help support you all as caregivers for our organization. When I was, again, doing some of my research, some of the top key principles of what is servant leadership, what does it look like, I'm going to list about 9 of those for you. So the first one, and I think this is one that is so important and a good place to start, would be listening, and really that active listening. So it's really at the heart of what a servant leader does on a day-to-day basis. If one of your team members is talking, make sure you're giving them your full focus and attention. Don't interrupt. Just pause and listen to what they have to say. And that's a really easy and simple way to make your team feel valued and know that you care about them. So listening, number one. The second one would be empathy. And so a lot goes into that, but as it relates to a servant leader, it comes down to getting to know the people that you work with and the people, you know, who work on your team. So find out their strengths and weaknesses, and then that way you can help grow them and also help them with their strengths and weaknesses and be there to support them. So that's empathy. And then the third one is healing. I find this to be a privilege to help those heal from a different organization. Maybe they've transferred from one floor to another floor within the hospital. So you as the servant leader are there to help them heal and let them know that you're there to help them and serve them. And it can be as simple as creating a healthy work environment. Let them know that it's okay to have a work-life balance, encourage a work-life balance, and giving them that okay, that it's okay to take some time off. And they should be taking that time away to have that work-life balance. A fourth characteristic of servant leadership would be self-awareness. This is a tough one for sure, but reflecting upon your own strengths and weaknesses in addition to your team. So it's just important to reflect upon yourself as it is your team. So take stock, take inventory on your own strengths and weaknesses, and figure out how you fit into your overall team as it relates to those. The fifth area or kind of characteristics of servant leadership would be persuasion. And so that is building consensus, getting buy-in from your team so that everyone feels like they have a stake in the success of your overall team. The next one would be foresight. I think that's the sixth one here on my list of common characteristics of a servant leader. Taking the knowledge you've learned in the past and applying it to the future so you and your team can continue to grow together. So relating to our values, that thoughtful anticipation value. and making that connection with your team. And also learning from your team and what foresight they may have as well, and encouraging that, what they have learned from past experiences. Number 7 would be stewardship. That one is not to be oversimplified, but leading by example. So it's your job, you know, to set that tone for your team. So don't be asking things you wouldn't do yourself or that you don't know how to do yourself. And commitment to the growth of people would be the next one on the list. If you want your team to grow, you've got to invest in your people, encourage them to become educated, learn from one another in any way that you can. And then lastly, but not of least importance at all, would be building a community. Building your team to trust one another is vital in order to work together to get things accomplished. And that's why it's important to cultivate those relationships with your team. So just one point to remember for all of you, you don't have to be a manager, a director, a titled leader within the organization. If you are leading projects or you're a shift supervisor, anything like that, you still have that power to influence, make a positive difference among those around you, to set that tone for those that you work with, those that work with you throughout the organization. And in closing, I would just say thank you. I appreciate all of you as caregivers here, and know that I am here to serve you however I can. Thank you.